Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger
hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To the sweet sounds.
We're that degenerate. We're picking markets for practice matches.
Mm-hmm. To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, and we're here for opening round of the AFL.
We'll preview
season.
It next week when it's round one.
With Heath, who was meant to be starts. Here today.
Well, no, it wasn't.
What's the first game of the season, Dane?
We argued this. Well, we didn't argue this. The start of the last episode,
this.
But it is. Have you got the totals for these games?
Yep.
Yeah, well, what? Okay, let me.
Do you need a minute, Dane? Shall we start again? There's only four games.
I know. I'm well aware of that.
We'll be right.
You might have to tell me the total so I can't find them on what I'm looking on.
Okay. Well, the first game is between the Sydney Swans and the Melbourne Demons in Sydney at the SCG, Gadigal.
Got them.
Sydney Swans are paying $1.90, 0.5 to Sydney is the line, and the total is 164.5. Ralph, we'll go with you first. The Dane's just settling in.
Did you say it was $1.90 each of two?
$1.90 head to head?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to the D's last year, round 23, against Sydney, and we had nothing to play for, and we beat them. We, being me, the 23rd man.
Mm. Self-aware.
Yep. Now we've got something to play for, and Sydney don't have Tay Adams, who admittedly wasn't there last year, but not Luke Parker, who is a big out. I just think logic says we are a better side than Sydney. I accept that you're away, but despite the fact that our cultures... Is it the best or the worst this week? I think see Tom Sparrow re-signs, obviously.
Yeah,
we've got issues there.
He's a cokehead, obviously.
He wants to stay, yep. Something wrong with him. So just everyone wants to stay despite the bad culture, so... I think with bad culture, we'll beat the Swans, and head to head is just.
And then it becomes
nice
good culture, right? Because it's winning culture.
Well, if you win, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think this might be not backs against the wall, but a fuck you game. I think
could be a fuck you year.
Clayton Oliver's back; he's a star.
8-1 for the Brownlow.
Yeah, if he stays on track all year, yeah, he's every chance.
Well, he's got the ability to.
That's what I mean. Absolutely, he's a. He was the best pure mid in the league for a while then, and obviously fell off a little bit. But, yeah, I think this might be a fuck you game. But go up there against the wall. Everyone thinks we're no good. Culture's fucked. Let's just go out and show you how bad this culture is by belting the Swans. Oh, well, hold on. There's a Brody Grundy. Could be a Brody Grundy fuck you game too. Like, I'll show you why I deserve to be the number one ruckman.
All of 2023. This is not working. I'm talking about the media coverage.
Yeah.
This is not working, Max Gawn and Brody Grundy. If you've got two ruckmen, you've got no ruckmen, the NFL cliche about the quarterbacks. Last week, Melbourne haven't prepared themselves in case Max Gawn gets injured.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Make a decision.
It was like that Sam McClure. Did you see the stuff on him? Like he said that Carlton, how much he flip-flopped all these takes on social. He said like, Carlton are the flag favourites, and like, I don't know, he said something, Carlton can't win the flag, or Collingwood are the best side in, or something like that. I know it's on Twitter, it's probably fake, but.
Sorry, I should go back a bit. Just Chris Petrarca at $15.
Hey, we'll do the preview next week.
I know, but when he gets three votes on, he won't be $15.
Okay. So I like Melbourne as well. I've got a, I've got him plus 1.5 here, but also I'm going to tell you this is a system play as well. Everyone thinks the SCG is an overs ground, but the ground's very small, so I'm taking the under.
Right,
but. My other system plays, if it's Friday night footy, I have to watch it. So I like going the overs because I want to watch a good game. So I'm
it's
in
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Well, give me the under. But I like Melbourne. Melbourne
so
in the under.
The scoreboard, it's under. Which one's for your scoreboard?
Yeah, all right. Give me the under for the scoreboard. Right. But I like Melbourne. Oh, fuck. But it's a practice match, so I don't really care. Do these count towards the end of your standing?
I think so.
Okay.
It sure does.
Okay.
Are you locked?
I'm writing this down so because I bet these games, so just for everyone, everything. I bet on every game. Everything I say on here, I bet on. So I'm not just responsibly. I'm just not throwing everyone under the bus. So I might say Melbourne in the under for a bit of value. Or Melbourne with an extended line, maybe give me three goals in with the under.
But you'll let everyone know, of course.
Yeah. Well, I just did then.
Well, we'll move to Friday night footy.
Okay.
We're going to head up to the Gabba, where the Brisbane Lions are hosting the Carlton Blues. Brisbane are $1.28, Carlton $3.70. The line is -22.5 to Brisbane, and the over-unders, Dane, is 168.5.
Listen, I don't want to give anything away next week, but I don't think I've got Carlton in me eight. Yeah, I think once the
fall
pressure
off the cliff.
I went out to Ange Christou's restaurant yesterday.
Yes,
filmed some stuff.
Social, sorry. Yep.
Great. Great food out there, North.
He was by himself, was he?
No, of course, his great mate Kuda was there.
his twin.
Couldn't pay. Apparently, left me with the bill, Kuda. Got up and ran off halfway through lunch and stuffed his face and then said,
you wouldn't have caught him.
No, I certainly didn't. but great food out North, Seafood and Grill down in Northcote. So if you're out that way, Ange's front of house. Great man, good to have a laugh and a chat with. So if you... down that way, go in, pop in, say hello. He'll be there. There's Carlton shit everywhere. No, I'm going to take him a Collingwood piece of memorabilia of myself so he can put it up. But I'm a good man. But Carlton, they play well when there's no pressure on them. But they're obviously going to be good. So I hope it's Collingwood Carlton this year in the granny. But the one side where no one else wins, the one team, one ground where no one else wins is the Gabba. Like I said, if the grand final was played at the Gabba, Brisbane would probably be $1.50 to win it. But they got to play the MCG, so bad luck. Give me Brisbane here, please.
22.5. Is it 22 still?
22.5.
I will take the over.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
It's ripping at me that Carlton are an under.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carlton. This is a big line, 22.5. Carlton first game. I know Walsh is out and all that, but they're going to...
Wiedering's out.
They're going to play well. It's first game.
Are they going to play well?
Well, this is the thing. And then, you know, let's say there's a goal in at three-quarter time. Brisbane end up kicking 8 goals to 0 in the last quarter. And you're confetti. Yeah. I'd rather barrack for the over. It's a Friday night game.
That's a system play. If I'm going to watch the game, I back the overs because I hate sitting there going, fucking miss it. Chip around. So it does mean quite a lot, but it's my,
So I'll go the over and you're going the Lions.
Yep. But I don't dislike the over either.
Okay. Well, it's Saturday. We're halfway through the round. Can you believe it? Opening round.
I can't believe it's here. I was in the club doing some boxing the last Saturday or something like that, two Saturdays, and the club was empty. I was with Mick DeGainer and Josh Jacobs sitting there on his day off doing some extras. Oh, mate. Hey, Josh, how you going? Hey, fucking good luck for you. Hey, you ready? He goes, mate, fuck, I'm just looking forward to getting in with me, mate. It's been such a long preseason. I nearly fell over. I was like, such a long preseason. I thought, mate, you started the week before Christmas. And, mate, you come back about mid-January. You've had 4 weeks of preseason, long. I used to come back the week after the granny and go to Arizona. Hey, mate, fuck, these young kids don't know how well they've got it.
Just now, you've turned into an old fella.
Yeah, well, I'm 40. I'm allowed to do it. I'm 40.
I asked Bo McCreary how their Arizona trip was this year, and he said we went to Morwell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Times have changed.
Times have changed. Yeah.
Shall I get
into it? Is it my go?
No, no, oh. I haven't introduced whose the game.
Whose go is it?
Well, it's my turn.
No, whose go will be?
It's Saturday Night Football. Up at the Gold Coast, Heritage Bank Stadium are hosting the Gold Coast Suns against Richmond. Gold Coast are $1.50. Richmond, $2.62. The line, Ralph, is -12.5 to the Suns. And the over-unders is 165.5.
Well, you should look at who's playing, not who's not playing, but... Who's not playing is pretty significant when it's Lynch, Martin and Nankervis. It's very reasonable.
Oh, you'd say so. Martin's got a... He's 50-50, isn't he? Or Red Dad?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming he's not playing, but...
Martin, okay.
Yep, but Gold Coast at home. Both sides get the sugar hit of the new coach. I think they're pretty healthy and... if they don't start the year well, I think Damien Hardwick will be playing for his career by the or coaching for his career by about round three.
I agree. Yep.
There's my hot take for the year. Nah, Gold Coast 12 and a half.
Do you think there's anything in it being his old club? Do you think? Or do you think the media are all fucking?
There's an angle.
Hey.
Yeah, well, I think so.
I don't doubt that. But do you reckon they scheduled him for round zero for it?
Ooh, that's a bit of.
I think so.
Thinking there.
Well, I can't take Gold Coast at $1.50 or 12.5. They never start well, or then maybe they start well, but I just can't try. I don't trust them. I certainly don't trust Richmond. I don't know where they're going to go, so I can't confidently pick a line. So I'm going to have to go to the totals.
Okay.
Will you be watching it?
4:20. I've got a wedding on. I got a wedding Sunday. We're going up Saturday. Yeah, I'll probably be watching it.
Take some time on you.
Yeah, no, but man, I'll watch it. 4:20. Depends if it's on normal tel, because the Airbnb might not have Foxtel, so I might have to watch
it. Can you barrack for an under if you're watching it?
Yes. No, I can't. I can barrack for an under if I'm not watching it.
Right, okay.
I'm going to take the over. It'll be hot up there. Fatigue will set in the last half. Mistakes will happen. I think the ball should move a bit quicker. Let's hope for some goals.
All right.
I think Hardwick might bring that Richmond style in, that, you know, like the sort of Collingwood play this year, fast ball, maybe just get a forward. I'm just talking out of my ass, but that's what I think. I'm going to take the over because I don't trust Gold Coast or Richmond confidently to pick a line. If I had to, I'd probably take Richmond with a 12
seen,
and a half.
Have you seen the weather for that day?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I get it wrong every time.
What's it meant to be, rain?
28 and raining by 4 o'clock. Raining by 3 o'clock, but anyway.
No, I'm not taking the. I'm taking the weather on.
Take it on.
But I like Richmond at the line for those playing at home.
Okay.
Over for the scoreboard.
Okay.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you. Wonderful insights there. Well, sadly, opening round comes to a close with this final game, and what a game it's going to be. Obviously, there's a reason they put this as opening round game. GWS are hosting Collingwood. Giants Stadium.
They're really trying to get under our skin, aren't they? They really want us to pay attention to them.
$1.67 is what GWS are paying. Collingwood are paying $2.23. The line is -6.5 to GWS, and the over-unders, Dane, is 166.5.
In my video, I took GWS when I did the Collingwood season preview because I thought it was a practice match.
Now that you know,
we're playing in the ground for livestock. I'm not sure we're going to take. I'm not sure we're going to take our good players. I don't think. Why would we risk? I know Jeremy Howe's been ruled out.
Yep.
We're not taking our
take us brothers.
Not fine? Taking our good cattle.
Right.
Apart.
Yes.
Yeah, top stock.
Over to GWS. So I might won't be surprised if Dacos pulls out. Geordie, we just take up our B side. So. Um,
give me a pie. The pies well, with a how the pies have a plus in front of them has got me beat. So 1 to 30. Well, should I take 1:39? I'll probably just give me the pie. Just you know what?
Well, tell
it
us.
Walks like a duck. It fucking sounds like a duck. Guess what?
It's probably a duck.
Probably pies at the line. You know, this might be proved to be very foolish by the bookies, given the pies 6-point head start. Even though the GWs really hate Collingwood, I'm going to try really hard, and Pies will be like, yeah, we're going to play this. We're going to play these little minnows. We'll go out there and just do what we can. But Pies at the line. Come on, just
yeah. A goal's a nice start. Always try and say gamble responsibly, Sam.
Of course.
Beforehand, how would you feel if you get this wrong? Yeah. Well, if you took the goal GWS at the start, and the Pies won as reigning premiers. You'd feel shit. Mm. So I'll go with the running.
From all reports, from everything I hear, you know, there's no talk of back to back. It's back to work, is what.
That's exactly.
I'm being serious.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I've made that. That's coming from Collingwood. Them, yeah. So
after they take the steps,
yeah, it's all
back to work.
And like from here, they're hungry. You know, their preseason form's been really good, which we know we can take a lot out of.
Melbourne won the first 11 games after they won the premiership.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. So I'll, yeah.
And you know that.
Give
shit
me the, and I'm going to take the over as well.
As
but,
well.
But pies for
pies for the line.
Yeah,
for
the pies
score.
For
the line. Yep. Overs. And I'm sorry, what was you?
I'm with Dane. Yep, 6.5. Nice start.
They've always been pretty close games at GWS pies. From what I know, I could be lying, but last year was obviously very close in the prelim. I think we've played pretty close games.
So I'm looking here, and before I'll give a couple of futures bets for racing.
Do you have any multis? Do you have a little multi in there just for people wanting to have a bit of a play?
Well, I haven't.
Or a best bet?
No,
I haven't because I thought this was a practice match.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry everyone.
I would take an alt line. I'll take Melbourne with like a 3-goal head start. Brisbane minus sort of 11.5. I'll take Richmond would say like a 4-goal head start into the Pies with like a 3-goal head start. That's probably what the multi I'd take. I don't know what you get there, but that's probably what I'd do.
So sometimes the markets are insane.
Mm.
I see this in racing and I'm saying this in footy, and it doesn't matter what the result will be. The market is insane. Mm-hmm. And I've just looked at this. So Clayton Oliver's $19 for the Brownlow. Chris Petrarca is $15 for the Brownlow. Both similar players, both elite players, both get a lot of votes when they're right.
Yep.
I've mentioned about barrier trials sometimes. How do you think Christian Petrarca's barrier trials have been compared to Clayton Oliver's over the last 6 months when it comes to confidence level? Why would you put money on Clayton Oliver at 19s when Christian Petrarca's at 15s? That would make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I would say
Clayton Oliver should be 50s minimum.
Yeah. I would say Clayton Oliver plays more midfield. I reckon Petrarca will play a bit more forward this year.
Are we basing it on Clayton Oliver at his very best?
I think
they
are.
That is insane.
Oh, well, okay.
I hope he...
I'm a sucker. $19, thanks.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So people have been backing the story, and I hope, you know, just not just as a D's fan, we hope he's... But that is insane because we've got to talk business here.
Yeah.
This is our money we're going to outlay.
Exactly, yeah.
So... Christian Petrarca at 15s versus Clayton Oliver. He should be 150 odds of whatever Clayton Oliver is. That's using common sense. All right, a couple of math signs for racing. Mm. So if you want my Fleming of work, it's racejackralphie.com.au. It's my 12th birthday this week, Sam.
Happy 12th birthday.
Running my service. So I'm very happy with that. Right. So, Obama Boromurai is a Japanese horse. Obama, I just called him Obama. I couldn't pronounce it properly. Japanese horse, we cheered him home in the Golden Rose at very nice odds. He's coming back for the Doncaster. He is a star. The one question is if you take a future, Sydney's often a wet track. I don't really know him on a wet track, but if they get a good dry track.
What is it?
He's currently about $9 for the Doncaster, so he's already in quarantine. I mentioned about Gold Trip in the Australian Cup. The tissue was fantastic on Saturday, God bless it. It's also going to the Australian Cup. It's definitely going, whereas Gold Trip might go to Sydney. So if you've got a futures play there, I think she will definitely run well. No, because Mr. Brightside's still in the market. Okay, just to repeat what I said last week, All-Star Miles next week. If Bride of Jenny goes out and leads by 10 lengths, Mr. Brightside might be very, 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 very flat. Derby horse, Cap Ferrar, ran in the Australian Guineas. It's just absolutely on point for the Derby, AJC Derby, AJC Oaks, Tutu La Vida. They're both Chris Waller horses. That's their grand finals. And Tom Kitten, this is my most confident one now because it's running on Saturday in the Randwick Guineas, in the Rose Hill Guineas. Each way is a very confident play there. So there's a few for you. If you just want to have a little bit of a future, Sam, gamble responsibly, and it's your money. So if you win, I hope it helps. And if you lose, well, don't blame me because it's your fault for listening to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And but something that you did was take on some listener feedback, and I did notice that your glasses changed on the weekend. Was that a was that a direct for some 360 feedback?
For the people. We're here for the people.
Speed dealer's gone.
What's that?
Speed dealer's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that was it your children?
No, it was just
that?
Whatever was sitting there.
Okay.
No, they just
were they yours?
To me all the time. No, okay. Matter what. They're not unaware of how what I look like.
But didn't you have an off week? So maybe you need to go back to the speed dealers.
Well, the photo went the wrong way. Good point. All right, I'm going back.
So thank you very much for your feedback.
I've got a new pair. So Saturday morning, Instagram.
Where you get them from? Did you pay for them or you get them for nothing?
Perks. Are you allowed to
Perks
wear those?
Perks as an ex-Glen Huntley footballer isn't quite the same as...
Fair enough, fair enough.
Are you allowed to wear those at the track? Because they are not fashion.
I got my photo in the Flemington. Someone sent it.
Yeah, you look great.
Cheering home gold trip.
I remember that picture.
Oh!
I wouldn't go with many suits, I wouldn't assume.
That wouldn't stop me.
Anyway, that is us for round zero, opening week. Thank you for joining us back for season 2024.
Is he here yet? I'll just check.
He's be here when round one starts.
Next week, the week after, I've got another special guest locked in. So next 2 weeks, I've got some good guests lined up.
Wow. Beautiful. So if that wasn't enough for you, come back next week for round one with Heath Shaw, Dane Swan, Ralphie, unpacking. We'll also do other markets, won't we? I'll be here. I'm driving.
Well, no.
And you'll be watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'll be watching that.
Binge, will you?
What markets can we look forward to? Brownlow, Premiership favourites.
Ladder.
Oh, and the over-under on the win titles.
Win titles, yeah. Yeah, we nailed that last year. We actually went all right on that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get abused for it. So that's how we know if we're close.
Well, thanks for joining us. And as always, if you're having a flutter over the weekend, please do so responsibly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.